And today our series, Two Languages, Many Voices, focuses on very young Latinas, girls who are likely to be reading the novels of Malin Alegría. Alegría's characters find themselves coping with everything from a really bad quinceañera, that all-important 15th birthday party, to illegal immigration. The characters in Alegría's novels must navigate two cultures, as do many of her readers. Nishat Kirwa of Turnstile News reports.
At schools in small Texas border towns like McAllen and Farr, Malin Alegría gets a rock star's welcome. An uncommon experience for an author who's not, say, J.K. Rowling. She's greeted by handmade posters and her name on the school marquees. All this grassroots love hasn't wavered in the years since the release of her first novel, Estrellas Quinceañera.
You can call yourself anything you want. Americana, Chicana, Latina, whatever. Your roots don't change. It's our blood. I tried to keep from rolling my eyes. You see, I think I've heard this speech about a million times before. Can't we just compromise?
That's from a video Alegría made. In Latino-majority regions around the U.S., she reads before auditoriums packed with teens.
I would dress up in the quinceañera dress. I would act out the characters and make it come alive for audiences. So I got a reputation amongst librarians and teachers that I was a good performer and I was really good at connecting with kids.
Nora Galvan is the library coordinator for a South Texas district that's about 98% Latino. She says most of her students are bilingual and hungry for stories like Alegría's.
The way she writes is the way we speak in this area. We do Spanglish all the time. I mean, every other word is Spanish, English, Spanish, English.
Some of Alegría's chapters open with glossaries. With a wink, they introduce words and phrases that are common to bilingual kids like Amanda Ceballos, a 13-year-old fan in the San Francisco Bay Area.
Like chola, the definition was like big hair and like hoop earrings and stuff, which is kind of true. I just never find that in a book, so it's pretty cool.
It's really beautiful to see the kids get excited about your work.
And Alegría says she gets plenty of letters from parents, too.
This was the first book my daughter read. Or this is the first book that my daughter and I can read together and talk about the issues that are in the book. And those, you know, it's just like, I could die right now and be happy.
For some of the isolated communities that Alegría visits, say in North Carolina or Illinois, Latino role models aren't so easy to come by. When she was a teenager herself, there were few estrellas on the teen fiction shelf. The characters that reigned supreme for girls back then were the alpha blondes of the fiction series Sweet Valley High.
I really believed that that is what American life is like, having blonde hair, having a twin sister, having a cute boyfriend with a red convertible, and thinking to myself that I needed to have this experience to be an American.
Alegría says as a kid growing up in the diverse San Francisco of the 1980s, her parents soaked her in indigenous culture. But junior high did a number on all that raza pride.
I was embarrassed of living in the Mission District, and I used to lie about where I lived. Growing up feeling too dark for the boys to like, or my clothes were not new enough. So all of these insecurities are what I use in my writing now to educate and affirm for young kids that it's okay to shop at the flea market, have parents who are working class, and to be dark skin and still love yourself.
Now, Alegría will have a shot at rewriting the American experience for teens. Scholastic Books, the biggest publisher in young adult fiction, has commissioned her to write a new four-book series. In fact, she says it's pretty similar to Sweet Valley High.
But with brown kids.
The first book in Malin Alegría's new series is expected to come out next spring. For NPR News, I'm Nishat Kirwa.
Nishat Kirwa is a reporter for TurnstileNews.com, a project of Youth Radio. This is Morning Edition from NPR News.